This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week was provocative, and it's announcing sanctions on her, though we don't yet know what they are. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own territory. This morning, Secretary of State Tony Blinken said Beijing's retaliatory military exercises in and around the Taiwan Strait are dangerous.
We've made very clear that we do not want, we do not seek, and we will not take actions to provoke a crisis. We call on China to stand back from the actions it's taken, which are a serious overreaction.
The U.S. government says monkeypox is a public health emergency. The announcement will free up money and other resources to fight the virus. But the Biden administration is taking some heat over the availability of the monkeypox vaccine. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House says it has made more than a million doses available and helped boost testing capacity. Monkeypox spreads through prolonged and close skin-to-skin contact and may cause fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and pimple-like bumps.
Senate Democrats say they've reached an agreement on their economic package, setting it up to move through the Senate. But Republicans say it would worsen inflation. The July jobs report comes out later this morning, and a lot of people are going to be watching this to see if the very low unemployment rate is starting to move higher. Three more ships with grain have left Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the world's main breadbaskets. Stocks of grain were trapped there until recently because of the war, and that was pushing up food prices and raising fears of a hunger crisis. There's a beluga whale in the Seine River in France, far from its Arctic habitat. They're worried it might starve. This is AP News. Now to Iowa and the Democrats. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Democratic Party is considering kicking Iowa out of its spot and leading off the presidential nominating process. The Democratic National Committee's rulemaking arm had planned to recommend today which four states should be the first to vote, bumping the Iowa caucuses from its number one spot. It would be part of a broader effort to allow less overwhelmingly white states to go early and better reflect the Democratic Party's diverse electorate. But the decision has now been delayed until after November's election. Many Rules Committee members have privately said that the party is leading toward either New Hampshire or Nevada going first, and South Carolina, with its large block of black Democrats, may move from fourth to third. Iowa has kicked off voting since 1976. I'm Donna Warder.
Gas is down to $4.11 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.